Harper Lee, Scouts Honor, Special to the Newsletter by Michael F. Bishop. Harper Lee was one of the most influential yet enigmatic figures in 20th century American literature. She is best known for her Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, a profound coming-of-age story that confronted racial injustice in the American South. Nell Harper Lee was born on April 28, 1926, in Monroeville, Alabama, the youngest of four children born to Amasa Coleman Lee and Francis Cunningham Finch Lee. Her father, a lawyer, newspaper editor, and former state legislator, served as a key inspiration for the character Atticus Finch. Her mother suffered from mental health issues, which may have influenced her writing. Growing up in the town of Monroeville during the Great Depression, Lee's childhood was shaped by the rigid social hierarchies and racial tensions of the Jim Crow South. She was a tomboyish, precocious reader who formed a close friendship with her neighbor Truman Capote, the future author of In Cold Blood. The friendship proved to be enduring. Lee later assisted Capote with the research. After attending public schools in Monroeville, Lee studied at Huntingdon College in Montgomery before transferring to the University of Alabama, where she briefly pursued a law degree and spent a year as an exchange student at Oxford University. In 1950, Lee moved to New York City and supported herself by working as an airline reservation clerk and composing short stories. But there was challenging. Lee lived in a Coldwater flat and faced repeated rejections. A turning point came in 1956 when friends gave her a year's salary and encouraged her to write full-time. She combined earlier stories into a novel initially titled Go Set a Watchman. With guidance from editor Tay Hohoff at J.B. Lippincott, the manuscript evolved significantly. The result was To Kill a Mockingbird, published on July 11, 1960. The novel is narrated by Jean Louise Scout Finch, a young girl in the fictional town of Maycomb, Alabama, widely seen as a stand-in for Monroeville, during the 1930s. Scout, her brother Jem, and their friend Dill, modeled after Capote, become fascinated with the reclusive neighbor Boo Radley while witnessing their father Atticus defend Tom Robinson, a black man falsely accused of raping a white woman. Through Scout's eyes, Lee explores themes of prejudice, empathy, and moral growth. Atticus's quiet integrity is the centerpiece of the book, illustrated by his observation that you never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view. Until you climb into his skin and walk around in it. To Kill a Mockingbird was an immediate commercial and critical success. It won the 1961 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction and spent 88 weeks on bestseller lists. The 1962 film adaptation, starring Gregory Peck in the Oscar-winning role of Atticus, further consolidated its status. The book has sold over 40 million copies worldwide and continues to be assigned in schools for its sensitive portrayal of racism and its call for compassion. Historians note it as perhaps the most widely read 20th century American novel that has tackled race. Despite the acclaim, Lee largely withdrew from public life. She avoided interviews, divided her time between New York and Monroeville, and resisted pressure for a sequel. She authored occasional articles and served on the National Council on the Arts but published little else for decades. Her reclusiveness only heightened public fascination. In 2007, President George W. Bush awarded her with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and in 2010, President Barack Obama presented her with the National Medal of Arts. Lee's later years were marked by health challenges, including a stroke, and legal disputes over copyrights. The 2015 publication of Go Set a Watchman, presented as a sequel, but actually an earlier draft of Mockingbird, precipitated controversy. In it, an adult scout returns to Maycomb and discovers a more flawed, segregationist Atticus. Critics debated whether Lee, then elderly and unwell, had truly consented to its publication. Some viewed it as a valuable look at her creative process, others saw it as potentially exploitative. Regardless, it ascended the bestseller lists and renewed discussion of her work. Harper Lee died in her sleep on February 19, 2016, at age 89 in Monroeville. Her legacy endures because of the powerful To Kill a Mockingbird. The novel humanized the civil rights struggle for generations of readers, fostering empathy across racial lines. Though she published sparingly, Lee's influence exceeds many authors with a far larger output. She did not seek fame, but her singular contribution to literature ensures that her memory will remain. Michael F. Bishop, a writer and historian, is the former executive director of the International Churchill Society and the Abraham Lincoln Bicentennial Commission.